speaking.
Ah, nice.
Hi, Olivier.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, so, Torsten can probably make it. Sophie is online, I think, and I don't know about Michael. And Charles wrote an email that he might not make it because he's on the road. So I guess let's wait at least for Sophie, and I give Michael a ping. Agenda. Not that much on the agenda for today, as far as I see. Andre, I think you were the one who added the work item status. Do you know if anybody updated that list? I think it's
don't think so, but
quite outdated. Yeah.
Problem is, we should do this at some point.
Yeah, I think so too, because just looking at the agenda, and every time we have this item that we then postpone to the next call. I think there's lots of things we already have done or we all still need to do. So. Yeah, Andre, would you take notes?
Yeah, I can do.
Okay, thanks. Then Sophie's dialing in, and I propose we wait for Sophie and then see if Charles or Michael will make it.
I just need something to write. You know, I don't like taking notes on the keyboard.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, Michael cannot join us, but well, let's wait for the feed and start. I only have two items on the agenda. I don't know if anybody of you has something to add. One is an update on the foundation bylaws stuff, mostly what I already sent to the list.
Yep.
And then if Sophie is there, maybe shortly talking about it.
Hello, it's Sophie. Hello,
Sophie.
Hi, Sophie.
Hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Okay, then I think I just said Michael can't make it. We don't know if Charles and Torsten can make it as well. They're on the road. So then let's start. I only have two items. The first one is a short update on the foundation and the bylaws status discussion. So very briefly, we asked the German community to have a look at the translated bylaws. We have a lawyer who is working on the translation, and we asked for feedback and got lots of very good feedback that we already incorporated. So basically, we are done with correcting the translation. What we maybe should do, for example, Andrea and myself or anyone else in the SC who speaks German, to have a last look at these, but then I propose we close working on the bylaws. The next step actually is that we will have to write the legally binding statutes out of them. The difference is that in statutes you need to have added some more information that we don't have in bylaws yet, but on the other hand, there is lots of things in the bylaws that maybe should not make it into the statutes because they cannot easily be changed. One example is if we would embed the engineering steering committee in the statutes, it would be problematic if we then have another group of people, another team that we then want to incorporate. So we'll have very brief statutes. And in addition, some policies or guidelines that we can change much, much easier to keep the spirit of the original document. And we're working on that, and we also have received feedback on a few German states. For those who are interested, I summed it up on the steering discuss mailing list. So that's basically where we stand and where we are a step further than last time, and I hope that we also have soon the binding statutes. And basically, then we could go on with founding it. So that's very briefly where we are.
That's great.
Okay.
Any comments, questions on that?
No. Just to mention that the Freies Office e.V. board is still with us, so they are aware of the modifications or of the status, and currently they agree, but they put some pressure on us to speed things up because it cannot take forever to have the real foundation set up.
Indeed, we should move on quickly, but my feeling is that things are progressing much faster now, and I really hope that we can make something soon, but I totally agree. Maybe one point that is still in discussion that we might need to adapt given the current events. We have a rule in the current bylaws stating that members of the Open Org community who joined us until December 31st of last year, that they basically can claim their doings and their merits within OpenOffice.org to be counted for LibreOffice. And there is at the moment a discussion ongoing if we should shift that date, for example, to end of May or something like that. Let's see, it's still open, but there is a discussion going on the steering discuss list.
Well, I'd say let's see what happens to OpenOffice.org within the next few weeks, and then for the moment I'd leave this there as it is, and then we can decide if we move the date or if we drop the line or what else, but let's first see what happens at OpenOffice.
Yeah, totally agree. Okay, then the second point, maybe Sophie, you can give some feedback on the wiki issues. We had some issues with the wiki. One is a bit older. It affected spam. I hope that we at least killed most of the spam problems with the latest changes that we have made.
Yes, it's over now.
Okay, that's good to hear. That's good. Maybe we will not be able to get rid of it totally, but at least reducing it as much as possible. Then we had some complaints, I think yesterday or the day before yesterday, people said they had been seeing a white page in the wiki. That can be a technical issue. We basically ran out of space for the user the web server runs with, and then we raised the quota. But it is possible that some defective pages have been cached, but I guess that should be over now. So if there is any more occurrence of this problem that people see on the page, let me know. But I guess it was just a matter of time until the cache has been deleted. And the third one that came up just today is the discussion about the wiki editor. We have a graphical editor in the wiki at the moment, which works, but it is not recommended to use it. All graphical editors for wikis have problems when certain things happen, and it's more for convenience that we can use it. There was a proposal that we should move from one editor to another. What I would propose is asking Manuel, who also works pro bono for the Swiss Media Wiki Association, to ask him what he proposes. Which editor to use, and wait until he gave feedback and then act accordingly.
Okay,
then anything else? I'm done.
Wait a moment, I'm just taking notes, but it's kind of unfortunate that none of the developers is here, because I'd like to have an update on the beta status. Because my feeling is that, well, development is going fine, but I still see several bugs.
Yes, totally agree. Beta 3 has I'm on Mac here, which is maybe some sort of special platform, but it still crashes when exiting and has some very weird things. So my feeling is that we need at least one more beta, at least.
I agree with you, Florian. I've been testing on the Windows, and I have still some issues with the translations. And the fact that we are dropping the BrOffice name and getting back LibreOffice, so still there we have some issues to fix in the installation for Windows. It's already documented and it's being tracked in a bug.
Okay, so we have bugs for this bug reports for this.
Yes, we already have bug reports. Most of the BrOffice name has been dropped inside the software for all platforms, but the installers still need some attention from development.
Okay. I also had some issues with the search bar not showing up until I deleted my profile, or just today I printed a table and all of the frames have been missing, so there are still maybe just some minor glitches, but I guess we need some more releases to fix that.
Well, okay, we will have some release candidates, but to me, a release candidate should be something that is already really stable, but
yeah.
My gut feeling is that we are not there yet.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I just did very brief testing by just using it for my daily routines, and there are some issues in comparison with 3.3. So I will see for my bugs, so to say, if there are already bug reports. For some there are, for others I don't know, and if there aren't, I will create them. And I think there is a meter issue where you can have showstoppers, or
yep.
And then we'll add it there.
Well, I know this. Meter issue, meter bug. But I think we are even not fast enough to file the bugs at the moment, so it's not really visible what problems we have. Sophie, do you have any idea how QA work is going on?
No. Clearly
no.
Okay. Not in this moment. To work more on this, I've made a call for a new IRC QA session, but there is no answer. Nobody reacts. So I need to find other ideas.
Okay. Sophie, just as a note, I don't know if it helps, but if you, in addition to IRC, need a phone conferencing, just let me know. We have enough rooms now, so I can provide if that helps.
Okay.
Now.
Well, the problem is that you need some people for at least an hour or two or three to work on this. So I'd say a phone conference is not the best for this.
Yeah.
It's really good to have the people on IRC and doing bug triaging and so on. But first you need the people, and they need to be aware of it, that it's really needed at the moment.
Yes, I think the most difficult part is the communication.
Yeah.
And I think it's also important, I don't know if somebody spotted this, but on the, let me see if I can find the quote on the open office list with regard to the 3.4 release, just one second. There was a message from, I think, Matthias Bauer. Yes, here it is. It is even linked on the famous German Heise news ticker website. Matthias Bauer there is writing, so that OpenOffice.org 3.4 can be released when someone wants to release it. So to me,
yes.
It's even unclear when and if they are to release it.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, this means maybe we are the only ones having a 3.4 release, so we should be very cautious that it is also stable.
Yes.
Yes, especially at this time, we have no idea in what shape the OpenOffice org code base is, because yeah, okay, they are working on bug fixes, but I don't see any QA activities within the OpenOffice.org community. So there's not really good test coverage as well there.
But I think they don't have the resources anymore.
Well, if they rely for years on Sun and Oracle resources, and now these resources are dropped, well, that's a problem.
Yeah.
We knew this already.
Yeah.
So it's just we are better prepared, but we are not perfect yet.
Regarding this fact that possibly we don't have a OpenOffice 3.4, or one thing that it's quite complicated for everybody that is related to volunteer work with LibreOffice is that the schedule of the release is very fast.
Yeah.
I just want to have a little bit more time to address all the issues on translation and QA. And so I'm not very comfortable with all this, the agenda of and the dates for the release is too close one to the other. Could we delay a little bit more?
You mean that the
we're not in
the releases. The micro releases were too short, or in general, I think they have a special situation because 3.3 and 3.4 are extremely close one after another. This should
okay.
not be the case for the next releases.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to have a 3.5 in a month. You know, it's too short for us to translation and QA. We need at least 2 to 3 months for doing our job, you know?
Yeah. Do you know when 3.5 is planned? I'm just looking in the wiki. I think we had 3.3 and 3.4 very close, and then it got better. Oh, there is no...
It's in the developer mind.
Correct. We are planning 6 month releases, or at least 3 month releases, but I thought it was 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do prefer 6 or more than 3, I mean.
So I think having the larger releases, 3.4, 3.5, every 6 months should be doable. What I would not object to is having micro releases very soon where we have only bug fixes and only features. That can only be helpful, I guess.
Yes, I agree with you, Florian. There is no translations between the micro releases. So only QA, but with larger releases, it starts to be quite complicated. The translation for 3.4 has, at my recall, about 10,000 words to work on. You know, so it's pretty much a hard job for us. We have to do that.
Yes, but it was special because the match take more time than we thought initially. So the translation slot was shorter.
Yeah,
normally it should be longer.
Extremely short this time.
Yes. Yes.
Because 3.3 was very late. Well, we had problems to establish the translation process, and then we had troubles with the Poodle server to set this correctly up. So I'd say really 3.4 regarding translation is was special.
Mm-hmm. And we need more people for QA also.
And I agree, if we run into the problem that we cannot handle the fast release process they are getting the minor releases 3.4, 3.5, 3.6, then we should take more time, definitely.
Yes, we will finish exhausted.
Okay, great. Good news.
Okay. Anything else?
Not from my side.
Okay for me.
Then, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ciao.